located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recognize that we're in an era that is unlike any other time in American history. Now, that's my most humble personal opinion, and I'm still less than 100 years old. But one of the things that we find, ladies and gentlemen, is that it takes every vote, each of us voting, we need to vote, ladies and gentlemen, after vetting the candidate and understand where they stand. For example, let me just give you a good example. We have right now the VP and presidential candidate that's running, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. The two most wicked, evil, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-American candidates that could be running for the United States presidency and vice presidency. We need to recognize where we stand if we do not vote. Now, the voting for that doesn't come up until November. We're about 75, 80 days away from that. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have local elections, school board elections, and the committee woman and committee man that's running for the state of Florida. We have with us today Melina Gay. Melina, thank you so much for being here. Would you take a few minutes and remind our listeners why you feel that you're the better candidate? Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to demean, destroy, undermine, or in any way diminish another individual. But I want Melina to just simply talk for a moment about why she feels she is the better candidate for your vote and for my vote tomorrow for a committee woman for the state of Florida.
Yes, sir. So it's basically based off of my own experience of how the GOP, the Duval GOP, and statewide, actually, I'm just going to speak to our county right now, how they operate and how they destroy our candidates. I am trained on how to follow the money. I was trained by some of the best. I've got their pattern down. I can map them out. I know exactly what they're doing. The reason they don't want me in there elected and they're working against me so hard is because they know that I could put a stop to the games that they're playing here. It's very complex. It's hard to understand. I've spent the last 2 years teaching people how to follow the money and showing them the money maps. But at the end of the day, they know that we know and they don't care. So I have to get in there and lay it out so that the members aren't deceived. If we could get control of that, it'd be fine. What makes me better than the candidate that's there now? I understand this. She admittedly does not understand what dark money is, and her position on it is, if I can quote her, I don't even know what dark money is, but if it's not illegal, we don't need to talk about it. That is nonsense. It is unethical. It's unbecoming of our party. It's not what we represent, but it actually is illegal. Unfortunately, the person who's usually harmed and impacted from this, they would have to seek legal counsel, and it's very hard to prove libel. Unless you have a couple hundred grand laying around to get some street justice on the people that have done it, your own party officials, it's not going to ever happen. So it's up to us. That's why I'm running, to be a voice for these people. We shouldn't have this going on, and it's not going to stop if you can't understand it. And so instead of explaining it to everybody, I just need to have some confidence in me that I will lay it out there for you. I'll do the work for you, and I'll do it for free.
Amen. That's good. Well, Melina, one of the things that I am concerned about, and there's been a lot of razzle-dazzle, as I'd call it politely, in relationship to your candidates, and not just yours, but other conservative Christian candidates that's running for the various local offices, where there's been a lot of mudslinging, a lot of false information, a lot of printed material that's gone out. Without going into details to that, can we simply respond to it, or would you simply respond to it by saying or letting our listeners understand that the primary thing that we see taking place with the false material going out, the false printing going out, is simply a retaliation against you and or other conservative Christian candidates that the system, the elitists in the system, do not want to see? Did I count that correctly?
Yes, you did.
I see that as being the very central focus of what is happening in this election cycle. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me just make a high recommendation to you. And that recommendation is to vet the candidates and understand who's real and who's not. Melina just spoke earlier in relationship to those that will have an R behind the name. They might have just registered yesterday for the Republican Party. They may have come in from another state or another city that they do not recognize what is taking place locally. And I believe that it is incumbent upon us to vote for a candidate that's going to recognize the conservative Christian principles and the patriotic principles that we need to stand for. So, Melina, if I can ask you a question, this might sound elemental or needful, but understanding that you said there's no salary involved in it, so just why are you running? I believe people would ask that question. What is the motive behind it?
I have three children. I have two adult children. I have a little girl that's 7. I'm a new grandma. I never served in the military. My dad served in the military. It's time to quit playing games. We're about to lose our country.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it doesn't matter about the 401ks or all the savings plans or what type of education plans we have laid out for our children. At the end of the day, it's our responsibility to leave this world, if not better, at least intact. And I don't see that happening for our children right now. For me, it's always about the kids.
Well stated. I like that. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Hello, Melina. Thank you for taking a stand and being so courageous. I just wanted to add to the current board members of the REC, because we are truth speakers, and the truth is ugly sometimes. And the current board, Representative Dean Black, I'm holding a flyer in my hand, trusted by President Donald J. Trump. I have been a member for a year with the REC, and they have done nothing to support or even speak about representing Donald J. Trump. And the thing that the line that gets me is Dean Black served as delegate for President Trump in 2020 and 2024. Well, my husband and I were told to be delegates by God. We're like, we couldn't do that. There's no way we could do that. We just got in this fight. There's no way we could. But it turns out we could. And all we had to do was fill out an application and then attend the meeting and then be voted on. Well, the challenge is the current board hid that from everybody. When we showed up to the meeting, we thought there would be hundreds of people there. But it was Ginger Saud, Dean Black, and the board that selected one another and then voted for one another, my husband and myself, and then a young Republican man that was so excited to get this opportunity, and he was not even thought of either. He was so gutted. So this darkness that has infiltrated our party absolutely has to go, and I believe that Melina and Nathan Toku and the current school board candidates, Becky Nathanson, Melody Bolduc, Tony Ricardo, and Reggie Blunt are the ones to do it. So I just want to say thank you and continue standing for our freedom.
Lisa, may your tribe increase. I like that. I could just go ahead and turn the mic over to you and let you finish the broadcast today.
So it's not enough for just us to vote. If we, everybody that's hearing this, just calls five friends and says vote and vote for these people. We need to get Mara Macy in. We need to do this. Call five people. It'll multiply out, and we will have victory. We have victory. God has won. We're his body, and we have to walk in victory.
Amen. Lisa, thank you so much for your call and definite words of encouragement to each of us. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking to Melina Gay. Melina is running for the position of committee woman for the state of Florida. Melina, if you would take a few more minutes, do this. Let's just play pretend for a moment. You're standing before 500,000, 2 million people that may or may not be listening. Give your, as it is called, your elevator speech, your stump speech. Why should people vote for you? What are you running for, et cetera? Just an open door stump speech, if you will. Take a moment to do that.
So my name is Melina Gay, and I'm running for state committee woman. I'm running to restore accountability, integrity, and transparency into our party. That is what's lacking in our party right now. That is what's getting us elected officials that do not uphold our values. I am a Christian. I'm a mother. I have a deep concern for the future of my children. I want to make sure I leave them in a place that was, like I said, if not better, at least intact. And it doesn't seem to be coming that way. What I saw happening in our school boards was horrific. I had a hard time getting people to understand that it really was happening. They think, oh no, it's illegal, it's not going to happen. I don't want to have to debate with fellow Republicans about what's happening. It took a long time to expose that and make that come to light, and we cannot do this to our children. We have a school board race right now, 100% behind the four candidates that are on the Christian voter guide, not Republican voter guide, Christian voter guide. You got Tony Ricardo, Becky Nathanson, Reginald Blunt, and Melody Bolduc. You also have a judicial candidate there, Nancy Cleveland. I'm going to tell you, there's been some scrutiny over this about these candidates' lack of vetting. I went on a tour of churches, basically. I was in churches every Sunday talking to congregations. They have opened the doors for this because they see the need. They've removed the lie that was told that churches couldn't get involved in politics. It is absolutely a lie. They don't want you involved in politics.
Right. Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of power in the church. And what I saw and what I have witnessed is one shock by the congregation. They didn't understand it was so, it is what it was. They also were very receptive and wanted to know more. They're thirsting for knowledge. So when I get through with this campaign, win or lose, which you've told me I'm going to win, so I'm going to believe that.
Amen.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to teach these people in the congregations how to do what I was doing.
Yes.
Because, you know, knowledge is power.
That's vital.
And they don't want us to share that. And if you share the same, the worst nightmare for a GOP swamp donkey is for Christians to get out of the pews and get into the polls.
Absolutely. Be salt and light. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to the lady for her the courage to run, you know what I mean, for office, especially with so many so-called Christians are against a true believer run for office. And I always said it. I will always support somebody that has the fear of the Lord or somebody who doesn't. And thank you very much. My other point, my other question to you is, where do I get the information for the real conservatives to vote on? Because you call the Republican Party, they're going to give you the ones, you know, that are in line with their belief, and sometimes it's not what we believe. I'm looking for somebody that stands for the Bible and believe what the Bible says. Where do we get that information? Because I haven't voted because of that reason, and that's mainly my question.
Right, and that's a big problem with us. You know, we don't have the funding of the GOP, so we are literally the grassroots Christian conservative movement. I can tell you we had boots on the ground during early election every day, 100-degree weather, sweating our behinds off, and all the while they're trying to disembowel our Christian voter guide saying we're passing out fake Republican voter guides. Sir, I'll represent to you there is the word Republican does not appear on this voter guide. And the principles and the criteria to which these candidates made this voter guide are listed on the front. You might have a Democrat there that will, and they're like, oh, well, you got a Democrat on there. That's not us. Well, I'll represent to you that there's only Democrats in that race, and the one that made the voter guide stands firm on pro-life issues, and she will vote up on the pro-life issue in November. To discredit that is detrimental to the cause. You need to vote no on Amendment 4 if you want to protect the life of the unborn. Another issue here, you want to know where to get it? Let me get your phone number, and I will text it to you, and then you text it to everybody you know.
Yeah, Jose, okay, leave that phone number contact with Roger, Roger can get that to me, and we can follow up on that for you. And that's a good question, and I'm thankful for the privilege of being a part of the answer for you on that.
And I will also add, we are going to have people at almost every precinct to hand these voter guides out. I'm going to make large signs that say Christian voter guide.
Yes.
So people have become leery of accepting them from us because they think they're the fake voter guides that have been pushed out by our party. You know, they sent out a text message, been news stories. I will tell you, we are not trying to hold out that we are Republicans. We are Christians.
Christians first, Republicans second, patriots third, and equal to that. Jose, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Leave that telephone number with Roger, and Roger will get that to us so that we can respond to you on it. It's a very valid question. We're delighted to be a part of that response and answer. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What's the current status? I believe several have talked about that and touched on it. Give a little summary statement, Melina, if you will. What is the current status of the DNC, REC, locally, the Republican Executive Committee? What is the problem with that? A couple of our callers have touched on it, but I believe you need to elucidate on that for a moment and simply let our listeners know, because you just touched on the fact this is a Christian voter guide. It's not a Republican voter's guide, although many of the candidates on there are Republicans. What's the differentiation? Why should that be valid? Why should our listeners vote for you rather than the other candidate? What differentiates you or sets you apart from the other candidate that's running?
Okay, so what this is a prime example of what's going on. Let me give you an example of what the problem is in our local REC. So we appear on the ballot, or not we are all going to be on the ballot depending on which district you're in, but I will represent to you that five of the races on this biblical voter guide, this Christian voter guide, are the same candidates that are endorsed by the GOP. The crucial races here, the things that we are really trying to change here in Duval County, are the school boards. We want to make sure that we have a solid conservative school board.
Mm-hmm.
We have got a lot of opposition here. So by them attacking this Christian voter guide and diminishing its value, someone may pick this up and say, oh, well, I'm going to vote the other way.
Yes. That's
that
the
is
danger.
Detrimental to that. Us. To not vote for Kimberly Daniels if you're in that district, you're going to help elect a person who's going to vote yes on Amendment 4, which is going to open up the door for the abortion.
Murder by way of abortion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So they're detrimental to our own party. They do not uphold our values. There is to try to mislead people into thinking that this isn't us trying to bamboozle. That's nonsense, and it's hurting our party. So that is an example of ways that happen. The stuff that's going on inside of our REC, we have great people in there that are there to that's how I got involved. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to make change. I wanted to
Amen.
Help.
That's
because
good.
It's easy to sit in your chair or sit behind your keyboard, but doing nothing is not going to get you the results we need. Get in there. And why I'm in there, I know how to do it. The doors kept opening. At some point, you have to listen to God. I never hear him. I'm not going to tell you, but I feel him. And I know that I'm of the opinion, right? I'm confident. We're prayed up. I've had so many people praying for me, and that humbles me.
Amen.
But when I feel beat down or I feel like I can't go on, I've always got somebody there praying for me.
Amen.
And it uplifts you, and it makes you powerful.
Absolutely.
So,
I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Youngblood. Just quickly wanted to say that as the author of the Christian Voter Guide, Biblical Concepts Ministries, I'm so honored several people have been asking about it, you know, trying to view that. And I just wanted to let everybody know that you can view that, view and share that Christian Voter Guide online on our Facebook page at Biblical Concepts Ministries Facebook page. And we have posted it at your program Facebook page for Let's Face the Issues. So if you'll go to Facebook, Biblical Concepts Ministries, or Let's Face the Issues, you'll clearly be able to view it. It's clearly, you know, there's over 30 pastors that's endorsed our slate of candidates. All the details of what it's about is posted there, and please go and share that on the Facebook page for the Christian Voter Guide. Thank you, and y'all.
Wonderful. Raymond, thank you so much for what you've done, and a superb job on the Biblical Concepts Ministries Christian Voter Guide. And I believe we need to clarify again for our listeners, there's not a major difference in the Christian Voter Guide and the Republican Voter Guide, but there is a difference. And yet we have some of the elitist within the Republican Party are trying to make it sound as though the Christian Voter Guide is somehow an illegal, illicit, wrong voter guide. I want our listeners to understand we need to vote based on biblical values first, and then any R or D, et cetera, behind the name after that. Go ahead.
Let me just clarify. There is no Duval County Republican Voter Guide in a primary election, not in this one. There is no Republican Voter Guide, period. They're confusing this issue with other counties and other problems, but we're just accused of that because one of the candidates that heads up the Duval GOP is running in this committee man race countywide and is not happy that he didn't make our voter guide. He is not recommended on our voter guide. So therefore, he sent two text blasts to thousands of Republican voters misusing Republican Party funds, trying to scare voters away from our Christian voter guide, creating this confusion. And that's just really sad that that happened. So, but Biblical Concepts Ministries Facebook.
Yes, thank you for that, Raymond.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Next caller we have is Angela. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. My name is Angela Testoni. I first wanted to tell you I love your show. I've been watching it for years, and you are just wonderful. And I love our country. I have a young girl, and I want her to be able to experience some great things I have experienced in America. And I see our country going down and breaks down. I just want to know how, I just want to know how I can vote the best. And I know how to vote for the president. And I think I just heard something from this guy. But I was kind of praying at the same time that I wouldn't start crying on the show and that God could speak through me. But I'm in St. Augustine. And I'm not sure how to vote or where to find the right information, but I want to vote for Christians, like she was saying, not Republicans, not Democrats. Obviously not Democrats, but if it is a Democrat that doesn't want to kill babies and it's better than the Republican, I'm going to vote for him. I'm so against a lot of this stuff that's going on in school. My daughter is a straight Christian. She can't stand. She's not with this all this stuff that's going on. We do Bible studies every night. She's going to college. And I just want so much that she doesn't get involved in that. I think she's strong enough, but I'm leaving that with God and me. But if I could get any information how to vote correctly, because I'm in St. Augustine, not St. John's County. I mean, I'm in St. John's County, not Duval. I'm not sure. But if you can give me any information on that, and this lady you're speaking to, she's wonderful, too. To do something without getting money for it, it's just you don't even hear of it. And I thank
Amen.
You. I thank you all.
Angela, thank you so much for your words, for your testimony.
Angela.
We're thankful for you and for your witness. Melina, do you have anything to say to Angela?
Yes, so Hearst County is the one that was attacked with the fake voter guide.
Right.
The St. John's County GOP put out their voter guide. They endorsed their candidates. They got a hold of, they got control of their REC, and then in return, well, we're not going to say who did it because we don't have any proof yet, but they made a fake voter guide and mailed it to a bunch of people in an envelope with a stamp on it. What I'm going to ask you to do is leave your number, and I will get one of the representatives from the St. John's GOP to forward you their voter guide. They are passed out. They're not mailed. It's very expensive to do that. So when you get something like that in the mailbox, you just basically chunk it in the trash, because this is a grassroots effort. I'm not sure if it's on their website or whatever, but I will get you a copy of that from a vetted source to make sure you get the right candidates in hands. And don't cry. Don't be sad.
I can't. You know, God is so good, and I know God is doing mighty good works. And I'm on my knees every day. But, I mean, yeah. I believe God has got this. God's got this one way or another. He's got this. But, I mean, it touches my heart. I've been listening to Dr. Youngblood for so many years, and every day I put two people on my phone, and I have them listen to him, and I call two people, and I have them listen because they're in different states. And they can't get them on the radio. And they listen, and my daughter listens when she's here. And when I get that thing, I am going to go around and tell every Christian I know and every person I know what you... Because people just don't know who to vote for around here.
Right.
They know...
You sound very passionate, so we need to get you on the ground waving signs and passing out moderator guides.
Absolutely.
No problem. I will do anything. If you guys need any help, anything... Call me.
Angela, leave your telephone number and name with Roger. Roger will make sure that Melina gets that so that she can follow up, get you some correct information with Christian Voter Guide for St. John's County. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep praying. Keep looking up. Don't give up. Keep looking up. As you said, God's got this thing, and I'm thankful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We've got about a minute left on the broadcast. We're talking to Melina Gay. And Melina, if you would, take just a few minutes to wrap us up. What will you change? What are your thoughts in relationship to accountability and transparency when you're elected?
What will change? Everything will change. And hopefully, you know, if I get elected and... God forbid I have to sit there and serve with Dean Black. I'm sorry, that man has done nothing but disappoint me. And he upholds Christian values, but he disparages people. He allows it to happen, and he's going to be attacking. He's been attacking me so far. Dean Black knows I do not fear him, so he better keep in line if he's in there with me. But I'm just tired of the foolishness, and I think that people will see through it once we bring it to light. Everyone that's good and upholds the same values that we possess, they're going to get behind it. These are like children that have been left unsupervised on a playground. Or you give them, they're stealing credit cards and stealing your money and stealing your vote. It'll come to an end.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. Go out and vote tomorrow. Vote Christian principles as you vote. As we vote, every vote counts. Keep praying, keep planning, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
What would happen if Jesus Christ came